This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
High school basketball season has officially wrapped up. No state titles coming back here to Northern Colorado after we saw a couple of teams reach here. We had four or five make the Final Four in the boys and girls. Two on the men's side make the state title. And I'm lying to you because I believe the women's, the Roosevelt girls team won it this year. See, this is why we have experts on. Joining us now up on the hotline is Bruce Dick, the host of Coach Speak. Coach, did the Roosevelt girls win the state title? Am I right on that?
Yes, they did. And you self-corrected. I didn't even have to correct you once we started our conversation.
Which you were really hoping you got a chance to do.
Well, you know, just to say, hey, Tanner, how about those Rough Riders? Those Rough Riders and Roosevelt, Tanner, they not only won the title, they're going to have everybody coming back. They had five girls in the futures game of the Weld County All-Star Showcase. They are a tough group of kids.
That's incredible. Yeah, just absolutely loaded. When you can win it and have all five starters coming back, that's just huge.
That's
makes
unreal.
Makes you the odds-on favorite for the next year for sure, Bruce. But let's jump over to the boys' side. Fossil Ridge advances in, and they fall to Denver East, and then Resurrection Christian falling to Holy Family as well. Were you surprised that we didn't have a single boys' state championship coming back to NoCo?
You know, I was hoping. You know, but was I surprised? Not totally surprised. To win a state championship, you need to get some breaks. You have to obviously be really good, but so much can happen along the way. And at the end, boy, there's just one team standing who, you know, may have caught some breaks. And in the case of Denver East, they just played incredible basketball.
No,
hats off to them. Hats off to Fossil for the great run that they made. That particular day, Denver East shined.
No, it was, and it was a great matchup throughout. And Fossil, like you said, how tough is that though, Coach? Back to back years, you know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
It's tough. I mean, it's no matter when you lose your last game of the year, you may go 3-20, but there's still significant hurt in that last game of the year when it's in the state title game. You hurt. I have plenty of experience in that. Lost more title games than one, that's for sure. And but the next week, the next couple weeks, you look back and you realize some great accomplishments and what a great run Fossil has had.
What is your thought, Coach, about, you know, you always hear coaches talk about, you know, well, we made it to the championship, we lost it this year, but with everything we learned, I think we can come back next year and take it. Have you as a coach experienced losing a championship and feeling that you learned something from it that was going to help you the next year?
You know, Brian, that's a great question. The year we won the state championship at Green Mountain, we had lost in the finals the year before.
Hmm.
Did we learn anything? Here's what I learned. I learned that I said, we don't have a shot next year. this is kind of, I'm just giving you an honest answer. We lost some significant players off that team. We had a couple guys coming back, but we weren't a deep class, anything like that. And all of a sudden, they started gaining confidence through the middle of the year. Now, we had a couple of really good players, you know, but we were never ranked. We were the seventh seed going into the state tournament. We fortunately beat a team that had beat us by 20 during the season, and we beat them in the semifinals and made it back to the state championship. And people would have bet their mortgages against us that night.
And you found a way to do it. Coach, was that your message to the team when the season started? We don't have a shot, guys.
My message to the team was before that game, I knew we had a shot. But my message to the team was, don't watch them warm up.
Really?
Do not watch them warm up. Because they are so, they outmanned us so much that we had to get it totally done as a team. And we did with a 6'2 sophomore center and four guards.
You know, we actually, when my son was playing high school basketball, they were all just freshmen and sophomores. You know that situation, Coach, when you start a new school.
Sure.
They were just freshmen and sophomores and taking on the juniors and seniors. And at that time, Adams City was like watching an NBA team against everybody else.
Lenny Miles.
Absolutely. Lenny Miles, who went on to have – didn't he end up playing football?
You know, he was such a great multi-sport athlete. I know he did play basketball at New Mexico.
Right, right.
And he may have went on, I don't know, Brian, but multi-talented young man.
Well, we've got, you know, all these little freshmen and sophomore, and Adams City comes out, and they should have played the Globetrotter music, because these guys came out, they're ball handling, they are dunking, they are doing things that our kids have only seen on television. And you could just hear a collective...
Oh, crap,
come out of every parent going, you know, please don't play my son more than a few minutes. You know,
well, guys... I can't believe you're bringing up this conversation, because guess who I spent watching the NCAAs with yesterday?
Who?
Okay. Part of our 92 state championship and part of the 89 team that featured Derek Chaney, who is in the Hall of Fame at the University of Northern Colorado. Go Bears. And we all met at a place in Lakewood near Green Mountain High School. And had a blast yesterday.
That's incredible,
that's,
man.
That's very cool.
Taking a trip down memory lane here with Coach Bruce Dick. But you know, we started this conversation with, you know, what do you learn after, you know, a tough loss like that? What are the chances? Let's look at Fossil Ridge and Resurrection Christian. What are the chances they come back? Let's start first with Rez, Coach.
I think Rez will be there. I don't have a doubt. They had a very young team. You know, they're led by Ty Yoder, their point guard. But here's how I see Rez. The maturity level in those underclassmen, especially in a 6'11 Jacob Barker, is going to be immense from this year to next year. So going into next year, they will be the odds-on favorite to win that 4A state championship.
Yeah, what about Fossil Ridge?
You know, it's going to be a little more difficult for Fossil simply because they graduate 10 seniors. Now, don't feel too bad for them, because their JV squad is really talented, very, very talented. But to go from a JV squad, regardless of talent, to a state championship, that's very difficult. Will they be in the playoffs? Absolutely. Can they make a run? Absolutely. But when you're asking about both teams, Resurrection has a far better chance to get a 4A state title than the 6A state title that the Sabercats will be going for.
I thought for sure he was going to say, don't feel too bad for him, because we got the Lampkins right there that are going to go do it next year. I thought Coach was going to throw that out there. We're talking with Coach Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speak. So a phenomenal basketball year, and this was the first time, at least in my recent memory, Coach, that we at least had, you know, on the boys' side, we had three or four teams vying for a state title in different classifications. That's always a blast when that's the case.
Well, in Fort Collins, first time ever that two boys teams have been in the grade eight, you know, so we're very excited and proud of that. The Windsor Wizards, they have some guys coming back as well. They had terrific guys in the Futures game, and they were going to be a team to be reckoned with. You know, the Roosevelt girls, the Windsor girls, a lot of good teams still coming back. And the talent in Northern Colorado is pretty good.
No, it's getting there even more, because I think I've always viewed Northern Colorado where it's like, okay, it's almost a lock. It's almost a guarantee that there's going to be a football team or two that wins a state title and brings that back up here. It's almost a lock in baseball that there's going to be a state championship coming up here to Northern Colorado. Basketball up here, listen, all of these farm kids out here, that's not really their talent. That's not where it's at. And basketball has kind of been down. And to see that start to change, Coach, is really exciting for anybody who loves the prep scene here at NoCo.
Well, and Tanner, I totally, totally agree with you. And, you know, I am a basketball coach, so I'm sure there's some bias in there. Basketball is the most difficult sport to win it in because everybody plays basketball. Not every school plays football, you know. So every school plays basketball, and it's just one of those teams where it's a five-man sport once you get out on the court. And it's tough. It is really tough.
All right, Coach, I'm going to have to argue with that someday. We'll save that. We'll save that for when you're in the studio. I'm going to have to argue with you.
Why save it, Tanner? Let's bring it on, buddy.
Let me just step back.
Even have to. The text line's going crazy right now, Coach. Mysterio.
I said I was a little biased to preface that, okay?
Mysterio, Tony Mastari, the Eaton Wrestling head coach. And I agree to disagree, Coach. You're seeing that from the wrestling side of things. I think you're both wrong. I think the most difficult one is football. But it's neither here nor there, Coach, as well.
Here's my point. Not every school plays football.
Yeah, but football, you've got to have, at least eight or nine of your players out on the field knowing what their job is. In basketball, if a team like Platte Valley has a 7-2 guy come along, they're going to stroll to it, right? The likelihood of having one really talented basketball player is more likely than having a team when it comes to the football side of things.
And I'll just come out and I'll say that golf is probably the most difficult because you are disciplined.
You know,
you're on your own.
Brian, you make a good point because, and even with Tony, I would agree with Tony being an individual state championship, state champion is really tough. And you can go to the individual sports, golf, tennis,
wrestling.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Wrestling. That's tough to do based on individuality, but that does not base it on team play.
You guys are talking about how, athletics have grown here and spreading and getting better. I think it comes down to, we have great athletes, but you can have the best athletes in the world if you don't have good coaches in your region to coach them. And I think that we've gotten fortunate here that we have a good group of coaches who are coaching our kids how to play the game and play the game right.
Boy, Brian, I think there's some terrific coaches in Northern Colorado in all sports. You look at the baseball scene, you look at the football scene, I think you're exactly right. And that's what makes it so competitive, difficult to achieve that ultimate goal.
100%. We're talking with Coach Bruce Dick. And speaking of coaches, we got a text from Holyoke. Shout out to Sedgwick County Lady Cougars and head coach Scott Dill, who has now won a male and female state basketball state championship. So that's a tough feat there as well. Coach, before we let you go, how you feeling about your bracket after day one, Coach?
Didn't miss a one.
You're a liar. You're such a liar.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. You're such a liar.
I just choked on my coffee, Coach.
How tough was that watching the end of the Virginia and Arizona games? If for those people that had Virginia and Arizona moving deep into the bracket, the kid from Virginia is going to relive that play forever at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And Arizona, what's with Arizona? They just don't bring it at times to open up the tournament.
They don't. Back in the Lute Olson days, you used to see it too.
Goes way back then. You're right, Brian. It's a history of often upsets, against the Wildcat.
Yeah, it really is. That's what stands out to me when I look back at past NCAA tournaments where those early exits unexpectedly from Arizona. What do you got,
Janet? I just want to say that Terry Dick, Bruce's lovely wife, is beating us all right now after one day.
And I got to tell you this. She, you know, it takes me 5 minutes to fill out my bracket.
Yep.
She started Monday and started looking it all over and, you know, this little one, oh, man, this is hard. And so Wednesday night, about 8 o'clock, I said, you got to finish your bracket because I've got to, you know, I'm the one that puts it on online, on the, you know,
on
online.
CBS Sports, yeah.
So, yeah, she studies it, and there you go. What do we, I don't know.
Well, we're all tied right now. Well, three of us are tied right now, Coach. You, Brian, and myself are all tied for 20th right now. So we're all right in the thick of things
right
here.
Got them right where we need them.
That's
got
right.
Got them right where we need them, guys.
That's right. So are you in on this, Coach? We might have to find a different punishment for you, but the loser of the morning show, whoever takes dead last from the morning show, we have to get frosted tips. Coach, unless you go to, you know, Nugenics or something like that, get that hair back, man.
You know, I'll do that in a minute.
Coach Bruce Stick, host of Coach Speak. Coach, you're coming out to McCarty's with us today, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hey, appreciate your time, as always. We'll see you in just a bit.
All right, guys. Take care,
buddy.
Here's Coach Bruce Stick.
I love that guy.
It's so good.
I mean, he really is. He's great.
We're gonna bring that conversation up. We're gonna bring that conversation up again about who the toughest or what sport is the toughest to win a state championship.
I have a feeling I know a lot of the dialogue that's going to be happening at McCarty's today.
Yeah, no, that's going to continue.
I'm going to just stay away, Bruce and Tanner in a corner. Go.
Yeah, you filled out your four hour obligation to debating with me for this week. 20 hour obligation, really.
It ain't easy.
Throughout the course of the week. We'll get to some of your texts when we come back. Appreciate the texts going. They're blowing up right now. 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. The J9 Agency's text line. Let's keep it rolling. Let's end this thing with a bang right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.